it's your misfortune and none of my own. Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, you little doggies. You know that the prairie will be your new home.
And now for the adventures of Lightning Jim.
I tell you, men, it's time we citizens of Gold Creek took a hand in administering a little quick action justice.
Yeah, what a bunch of bands. We got to be our own law.
How many murders have been committed in this town in the past year?
Plenty of.
Yes, you're right. How many robberies?
Yeah,
how many men have been beaten, stabbed, and shot down? And how many have been punished?
Yes, the sheriff and his deputies can't find them.
Yes, you're right, they can't find them. Now, who's really to blame for all of these crimes? I'll tell you who. The sheriff, his deputies, and Gold Creek's so-called court of law. They don't ever arrest nobody. How is a town that's overrun with men crazy for the sight of gold going to be handled by a sheriff and a few deputies? No, it can't be done. We've got to organize a citizens' committee and force the law down the throats of them who breaks it.
Wait a second, men. Sheriff Brady ain't going to like us doing that, Brennan.
What do we care? If we fellas stick together, he's got to like us.
Right.
And we've got to organize fast. I heard he's already sent for a United States Marshal to put a stop to our taking over the law enforcement. So we've got to keep these meetings secret till we're strong enough to dish out our own brand of law. Are you with me?
Yeah. Where was you, Big Joe?
Law and order were slow in coming to many parts of the Old West. The discovery of gold resulted in a frantic rush for claims by every class of people. Honest prospectors rubbed shoulders with outlaws and bandits, gamblers and criminals of the worst kind. Mining camps sprang up overnight, and even though sheriffs were elected and an attempt at law and order made, it was often necessary for the honest citizens to take the law into their own hands to protect their claims, their very lives, from the desperados who flocked to these mushroom mining towns to rob and murder. And that was why Lightning Jim, the famous United States Marshal, and his field deputy, Whitey Larson, came to Gold Creek in answer to the sheriff's call for aid in establishing law. We find the two famous marshals discussing their assignment on their way to the mining town.
See, Lightning, I don't know yet exactly why we are going to Gold Creek.
Well, since everybody and his brother's rushing into Nevada looking for gold, Whitey, law and order's become a standing joke. Outlaws are seldom caught and hardly ever convicted.
Sure, but Lightning, all the gold rush towns are like that.
Sure. But it seems Gold Creek citizens want to take the law into their own hands. They organized a citizens' committee. Call themselves the Vigilantes.
Oh, Vigilantes.
Yeah. So we're going to help them round up the local bad man, a vicious lobo by the name of Carl Stewart.
Carl Stewart?
Yeah. Seems he's been going around killing promiscuous-like. And he don't leave no tracks.
Well, see, wait a minute now. Let me
now,
get this straight.
What's trouble, Whitey? What's trouble?
Well, we are going to Gold Creek to find tracks where they in. Work with the sheriff and the Vigilantes who don't work with each other, and we're going to capture a badman. And by golly, I think we better get going.
No sooner said than done, Whitey. Let's go thunder.
Come on, boys.
On the following night, an elderly merchant of Gold Creek was robbed and cruelly beaten by two men. The sheer brutality of the crime, coupled with the inactivity of the officers of the law, started some of the citizens of Gold Creek on the warpath. However, citizen David Berdew and his wife Judy are more interested in their firstborn than in local justice.
there, darling. Why does he always cry when he's put to bed? Well,
honey, why do I always hate to get up in the morning?
No, darling. Go to sleep. Mother and Daddy will be right in the next room.
Look at him double up that fist, will you?
He's drunk.
Yeah, he's mad, honey. That's what. He's got his mother's temper.
Oh, what do you mean, mother? Just like you.
Come on now. Let's walk right out and close the door on him. We got to start in being firm with him.
David Berdew, how can you be firm with an adorable little mite like that?
Well, it's hard, all right. I'll admit that. But now, if you don't start in early, that little mite's going to develop into dynamite.
Oh.
So come on, Mama. Out of the room you go. I can still hear him. He's got to get used to the dark. You know, when he grows up and starts calling on the gal, he'll like the dark.
Oh, Dave, shame on you to talk about a little baby like that.
Well, now, if my memory serves me right, you never objected when I turned down the lamp.
Why, Dave, I never in my
that's
life...
the best part about being married.
What is?
Fella don't have to turn down the lamp and keep one eye on the parlor door when he's making love.
Well, I'm going right back into the room with my son.
All right. Well, listen. Who in the world can that be?
Sounds like a regiment, isn't it?
Sure does. Why, look, honey, they're coming in here.
Well, what did you want? I've never seen them before.
Reach for the ceiling, Stuart. I had a surprise here, Stuart.
Here, what is all this? What are you talking about?
Our name isn't Stuart.
Sorry, ma'am, but we'll have to ask you to step aside. This man's going with us.
Don't you dare touch him.
Take it easy, Judy.
But they called you Stuart.
Please, dear. Now then, you fellas will just tell me what you want and just who I'm supposed to be.
Now, don't try to play the innocent.
You know why we want you. Come on, vamoose.
Just a minute, partner. Now, you men can force me to go with you, but I am going to insist on knowing what for.
Oh, you want to know what for, do you? Well, I'll tell you. Because two thieving skunks robbed old man Hermie Jensen last night and most beat him to death. And we happen to know for certain that a fella by the name of Carl Stuart was one of the pair that tortured and robbed the old man.
Carl Stuart?
Yes.
And what's that got to do with me?
Plenty. Some of the boys that have seen this, Stuart, say that you're him.
What?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, good Lord, you don't think I'd do a thing like that? Beat a poor old man?
And my husband's name is David Berdew.
All right. Your name's Berdew and you ain't Stuart? What have you got to lose by going to the hospital with us, facing old man Jensen and seeing if he recognizes you?
Sure. If you're innocent, prove it.
You've got to prove you're innocent.
Personally, I think it's your job to prove he's guilty.
Never mind arguing, honey. I'm not afraid to face old man Jensen or anybody else.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Talk's cheap. Yeah.
David, are you sure you're doing the right thing going with these men?
No, I'll be all right, hon.
After you've found out that he's innocent, please let him come home right away. I can't go with him on account of our baby.
If he's innocent, ma'am, he'll be home pronto. But if he's guilty, well, come on, Stuart.
Yeah. Come on, let's get out of here. Come on.
God, please fix it so he'll come home soon. Very soon. For Jesus' sake, amen.
The hospital. There's no need for all of us to go in. Lank and me will take Stuart in. The rest of you can wait out here.
Oh, okay. Hurry along.
Hey, take off your hat, Lank.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and remember, there's sick people in here. So lift your boots high and let them down easy.
Yeah.
Oh, howdy.
Howdy. What can I do for you, gentlemen?
We got the coyote here that robbed and beat old man Jensen. But before taking action, we want to be dead sure. So we want Jensen to identify him.
Yes, very well. Bring your man along, but you'll have to be brief and very quiet. Jensen's in bad shape. Brain concussion.
All right, Doc.
Come on, Stuart.
I told you my name's not Stuart.
We'll let old Jensen decide that when he takes a squint at you.
Okay, gentlemen, quiet now, please.
Yes, all right.
Jensen is in this room here. Mr. Jensen.
Yes? What is it?
There are some men here who would like a word with you.
Yes? Well, what do you want?
Mr. Jensen, we want you to take a good look at this varmint here. Is he one of the snakes that beat and robbed you?
Which man? Which one is it?
This man right here.
Why, he looks like the one.
What?
Yes. Yes, it's him. Yeah. He tried to kill me. Take him away.
Why,
take
the man's out of his head. Look again, Mr. Jensen, please. Think what it means to me if you're wrong. Now look at me closely.
Yes, yes. Yes, you're the one that hit me over the head. Please, take him away. He might hit me again.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Please.
But you've excited him too much already. Now you'll have to leave
right away. All right, Doc. We've heard enough.
Yes, plenty.
But I...
Get moving, Stuart.
What are you going to do to me? Well, I got a right to know where you're taking me. Answer me. What are you going to do to me?
What do you think?
No. No. No, you can't do that. Johnson was out of his mind. You got to give me a chance. I tell you, you got to give me a little time.
You got from this hospital to Hangman's Tree to get right with your God.
What?
Better start praying, Stuart. Tree, Stuart.
Yeah.
You better tell us who your partner was and ease your conscience a bit before you cash in.
Yes, we'll get him anyway.
I've told you over and over again, I'm not the man you want.
The only way to put the fear of God into rats like you is put a rope around your neck and pull the ground away from you.
Yes. And here's the spot where we're going to jerk you skyward.
Yeah, right here, boys. Yeah, we'll use your rope, Lank.
It's an honor, Mr. Brennan.
Now, throw it over that big limb.
Now, listen. If you'll just give me a few hours, I can prove that I'm innocent.
Shut up.
Hey. Huh? Here comes two riders.
Yeah, look.
Get that rope around his neck.
No.
And then,
no.
We're not tolerating any interference.
Sir, not this time, we're right.
Well, Stuart, how do you like the feel of that knot in your neck, eh?
No,
last chance. Are you going to tell us who your thieving, murdering partner was?
I swear before God, I'm not the man you think I am.
All right. It's your funeral. Heave on the rope,
man. No,
all right.
Hold on there.
Don't pull on that rope.
Get ready for trouble, boys.
Yeah.
All right. No, don't reach for your six guns.
Sorry to have to spoil your little necktie party, men. But my natural curiosity makes me have to ask. What's this fella done?
I don't see how that's any of your business.
No,
your trap,
who are you?
This man here's an outlaw. He's killed a lot of men. Just last night, robbed and tortured an old man.
No, I didn't. I've tried to tell him that I'm
Let
not...
Let me handle this, son. What's his name?
Carl Stewart.
No, it's not.
My golly, Stewart, man, they're looking for Silver Lucky.
Looks that way, Whitey. Gentlemen, this man's my prisoner.
What?
Stuart, you're under arrest.
Oh, thank God. But my name's Badu, not Stuart.
Now, just a minute, partner. I got some natural curiosity myself. Just who are you?
That's what I want to know.
Who are you?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Jim Whipple, United States Marshal.
Huh?
This is my deputy, Whitey Larson.
Oh, and we're asking you polite-like to take that rope from around that fella's neck.
Are you Lightning Jim Whipple?
The same. Now, I want
not
you to...
Not so fast, Marshal.
Well?
We, that is the boys here and myself, ain't aiming to let the law have this murdering coyote just to hold for a little while and then to turn him loose.
We brought him here to stretch rope. And by thunder, he's going to stretch it.
That's right.
He's going to pay for it.
Hold on. Listen to me, all of you. The two of us are going to take this man to jail to wait trial. And if anybody tries to stop us, it's going to be just too bad.
Well, I'm one which says you ain't going to interfere.
You broke my wrist.
Sorry. I warned you.
Sure, you were lucky I didn't shoot too.
Anybody else got any objections to our taking this fellow along? No? Get your horse, Stuart, and come with us.
Yes, sir. But I'm not Stuart.
You ain't going to get away with this, Marshal.
What makes you think we won't?
This here's a citizens' committee. We've had all we can stand from them law courts of yours.
Yeah. Oh, you have, eh?
I'm going to call a meeting of all the citizens of Gold Creek, and we'll tear down that rotten courthouse.
Well, there's nothing to stop you from trying, but you better be figuring on a little opposition.
Yeah, and you can take my word for it. You'll find your Uncle Sam pretty powerful opposition.
Come on, Stuart. Let's go thunder!
Is David Perdue the outlaw Carl Stuart? Will the Citizens Committee attempt to tear down the Gold Creek Courthouse after Lightning Jim and Whitey have had time to warn the authorities? Be sure to listen to the surprising climax to this Lightning Jim adventure told in part two, which follows immediately. And now for part two of the Lightning Jim adventure, Disorder in the Court. Having rescued an accused outlaw from the hands of an irate citizens committee and turned him over to the sheriff, Lightning Jim is off to investigate the outlaw's story that he is not Carl Stuart, bad man, but David Perdue, honest citizen. Whitey has been left in charge of a posse quickly organized to protect the Gold Creek courthouse from an attack by the vigilantes who insist on seeing Carl Stuart hanged. It was a hard job to find men who were willing to serve on the jury that was to try Stuart. However, 12 men were finally selected, and the first trial by jury in Gold Creek is now underway. A small courtroom is packed. Outside the courthouse, an angry mob mutters and surges back and forth. Some of the jury look just a trifle too pale as the judge addresses them.
Order in the court. Order, please. Gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the evidence. The victim identified the accused before three witnesses as one of the two men who beat and robbed him. Witnesses that have seen Stuart testify that the accused is either Stuart or his double. On the other hand, the accused has produced evidence that he has been living as a law-abiding citizen of this city. United States Marshal Whipple has searched diligently for evidence that there might be still at large a man named Carl Stuart. To date, he has not produced such a person. I don't want you to be influenced by the yowling of that mob out there. Now, that is all. Let the sheriff know when you have reached a verdict.
Look how frightened the jury looks. Oh, Dave, I'm afraid, terribly afraid.
Steady, old girl.
Just listen to them. How can we expect a fair verdict with the jury hearing that mob threaten their lives?
Well, they don't sound soothing, that's a fact.
Oh, why doesn't Lightning Jim come back? He's been gone 2 whole days.
Well, you can bet your life if there is such a fella as Carl Stuart, Lightning won't come back without him.
You believe Dave's innocent, don't you, Whitey?
Well, as Deputy United States Marshal, I will have to believe whatever the jury says here. But that's plain Whitey Larson. I tell you, your husband is one fine feller.
Thanks, Whitey. I won't forget that.
Oh, I think Lightning Jim feels the same way about it. That's why he's looking extra hard for the Stuart feller.
I certainly hope he finds him.
Oh, if that jury'd only hurry and reach a verdict quickly. I can't stand this waiting.
Dave, they just can't find you guilty. Nothing so horrible can happen to us.
Listen. Listen, Whitey.
Oh, Dave.
You hear that? Hang Carl Stewart.
Oh, don't you pay no attention to them.
Take me out of here, Whitey. I can't stay here and listen to that. Stop! Stop that, do you hear me? Stop it! Stop it! Stop! 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 Stop it!
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have.
You may read it. Pay no attention to outside disturbances. Read your verdict, man.
We the jury, find the accused.
What is the meaning of this outrage? Is there any one of you coyotes that have the nerve to speak out for the pack?
I nominate myself as a committee of one, Judge.
And who are you?
Brannon's the name. Big Joe Brannon. We're all here to see that that murderer gets what's coming to him.
Order! Order! Hold on a second. In the first place, seeing that justice is done is the court's business. And in the second place, the prisoner is charged with robbery and assault, not murder.
Yeah? Then you better change it to murder. I just came from the hospital. Old man Jensen died less than a half hour ago. That makes Stewart a murderer.
Oh, my God.
Order! 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 If the spectators do not show the proper respect for the law, I'll clear the court.
With what?
Order, please! Brannon, are you the ringleader of this mob?
This ain't no mob, Judge. This is a citizens' committee.
Yes.
We're vigilantes.
Yes.
We just dropped in casual, like to see that you and the jury do a good job. Yes.
You're talking mighty big, Brannon.
You'll find us ready to back up big talk with trigger action, Judge. Yes.
Let that man through. Make way for that man.
Can I say just a word, Your Honor?
And who is speaking?
Jim Whipple, Your Honor. United States Marshal. I've got a man here, and he's got something powerfully important to say. He's badly wounded. Will you give him a hearing?
Why, certainly, Marshal Whipple. Who is he?
Here he is.
Here. Your Honor. I'm the much wounded Carl Stewart.
Carl Stewart! Carl Stewart!
Judge, take a good look at the prisoner, Badu.
Badu?
Now look at me.
Quiet, please. Quiet, it is. It's amazing.
Well, Judge, we do look a lot alike, don't we?
You look enough alike to be brothers.
What? Yeah. Sure. Imagine us being brothers. No, we ain't no relation.
Your Honor, this man's name is not Carl Stewart.
He is... Shut up. I know who I am. I know what I done. I beat up Jensen and robbed him.
You mean killed him?
All right, then. I killed him. And I know that everything I say will be used against me. I got here just in time to spoil a necktie party.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
No, and I wouldn't be there because... Silence in the court! Go on, Stewart.
Thanks, Judge. I got to finish in a hurry. But you can't do nothing to this man. He don't know what it's all about. Purdue just had the rotten luck to look like me, and you can't hang him for that. You can't hang him... You can't hang me.
Why can't we hang you?
Because I... I won't live long enough for you to hang me.
Your Honor, I can testify that this man is the real Carl Stewart. I've been trailing him for 2 days. I cornered him in Virginia City last night. The local sheriff and me shot it out with him. The sheriff got him as he was running for his horse.
Yeah. He got me in a bad spot on the left side under the heart.
When I told him about Berdugia being on trial for a crime he committed, he insisted on riding over from Virginia City at once. He's game, I'll say that.
Thanks, Marshal. You ain't so worse yourself.
Better sit down, Stewart. Bailiff, get Dr. Peterson at once.
No. Never mind the doctor, Judge. I just want to be sure that you know Perdue is innocent.
I am positive of that, yes.
That's great, Judge. That's great. That takes a lot off of my mind. Goodbye and good luck, Perdue, old kid. I'm glad to
meet you.
Somebody get a glass of water, quick.
Call a doctor.
Don't bother, Judge. You don't need neither one. Now.
Wait a minute. Your Honor.
Order in the court, please.
All right, now, Your Honor, we the jury have reached our second verdict.
What? Yes, of course. Read it, please.
We, the jury, find the accused not guilty. Now, wait just a minute. We got a P.S. here.
P.S.?
Yep.
Hey, what the...
P.S. We, the jury, publicly apologize for the first verdict we reached. And we wanted to go on record that we're doggone glad that I didn't get a chance to read it.
In spite of all the trouble he's caused us, Dave, I can't help but feel sorry for him. There must have been some good in him.
Yeah. Wonder his kids is pretty bad sometimes. But he was always sorry afterwards.
Dave, do you mean that Carl Stewart was
your... Yes, Judy. He was my brother. His name was Carl Perdue. We always looked alike. Folks used to take us for twins. Yeah. Mother was always mighty proud of the name Perdue. I'm glad he changed his name to Stewart for her sake.
And so ends another chapter in the adventures of Lightning Jim Whipple, United States Marshal, and his deputy, Whitey Larson.